Now, as far as the sales tax issue, obviously that's you can't be an advocate for it. But how great is the need for that sales tax increase? I mean, this is the second time I understand that you've tried to get this passed by voters.
Yeah, yes, it was. And the first time the voters told us that, didn't know what it was for, how you were going to use it. So we worked with Eric Bell. He's our engineer, and he kind of made up a five-year and 20-year plan for showing people what roads would be worked on, sidewalks, gutters, things that we have to repair. And obviously, motor fuel tax can't cover it all. You know, we can only get a little done each year, and we're hoping that with the 80 to 90,000 that this will generate, that we'll be able to get maybe some matching grants, and we can get a bigger bang for our buck. And plus, it's kind of like people from out of town that come to Bushnell to shop would also be helping us to pay for those roads that they use.
And how dire is the need? I mean, I've done what little research I did, and of course, Mr. Moe is laying out, as you said, a fairly detailed plan of, because apparently there are some very specific needs in Bushnell. It's not like all we need is fix some roads. I mean, you have very specific needs right now.
Yeah, that's correct. We tried last year some different ways of patching and sealing our streets. With the price of oil going up, we have to be real frugal with whatever funds we're using. And this year we are going to purchase a machine that we're hoping, instead of having to tar and chip a whole road, we can just do the bad spots, and it will last. It'd be a little different than a coal patch. I think Macomb started doing that a few years ago, and the county does it. And we tried their machines last year and liked it.
And as far as the sales tax, so that would be going for some, like, would it be like milling or overlay?
Yes, all different ways of repairing the roads.
Okay. Now, the other thing is...
But, you know, people were surprised to see that on the ballot. So, again, EDC and Kim Pierce and Eric Moe and a bunch of people are working very hard for the next 2 weeks to get stuff in the newspaper, radio, to inform people what the money, how the money is going to be used. It's not going to be used, the extra tax is not going to be used for salaries for employees. Or administrators or anything, it's going directly to repair our infrastructure and roads.
Coming up in about a little less than a week now, a few days away actually, voters in Bushnell have a big decision ahead of them. Half-cent sales taxes on the ballot. It failed once already. Now, Beth Pierce of M&B Furniture joining me on the phone. First of all, Beth, as a business person, I could see you going either way on this. I mean, I could see that on the one hand, a half-cent sales tax might make people a little less interested in buying at times, particularly if it's a more expensive item. But you feel there's a real need for this this sales tax. And any particular reason that got you on board, so to speak?
Yes. Of course, nobody likes to see their taxes raised. But we are definitely in need of some repair on our streets and sidewalks in Bushnell. And if we're going to have to raise it for the fund, to get the funding to repair these, I think we could all live with a half-cent sales tax increase. Right now, I think we're about the lowest tax rate in the Tri-County. And so I think the people that shop in Macomb and Galesburg and Peoria they gladly pay that price there. I don't know why they would have such a fit about our raising. And just because there are lots of walkers, and we like to encourage people to walk, and when the streets have lots of problems and the sidewalks have lots of problems, that isn't easy to do.
Well, and I don't know if people are familiar, too. Mr. Moe from one of the engineering companies in the area has come up with like a 5 and I think even a 20-year plan, so there are some very specific plans being laid out. And as you mentioned, it's not just streets. People notice streets perhaps more because when you hit a pothole and you go kerthunk in your car, you really notice that. But it also is going to include a lot of street and gutter projects as well.
Yes. I don't think the people of Bushnell are aware that it did include the sidewalks and the gutters. And I think when they realize that is part of it too, they'll see what the need really is and why it would benefit us to have the tax increase.
And this will obviously be over a period of time. And part of the reason, too, seems to be because the state hasn't exactly, you know, the mayor said that collections of motor fuel tax, you know, are really not enough to keep up with the maintenance. So I think the city's kind of like trying to fix what it can, but it obviously just can't keep up with all the needs of a town the size of Bushnell.
Right, right. And, you know, in these times, it is kind of hard to come up with or have the money that we get from the state go to all the right places, you know, and take care of everything. But yes, I think this increase would help, and it's not that big of an increase. I don't think people would notice it as much as they think they would on our sales tax.
And Beth, is there anything you'd like to add in closing?
It would encourage everybody in Bushnell and the surrounding area to go vote. It is your right.